Thank you, Madam Chair. In fact, the presentation is not only my presentation. It has been developed together with Natalia Usieva and Maria Krasteva, where we are focusing on waste management and circular economy issues. Now, as I told you yesterday, next year there will be published again the European State of the Environment Report 2025, also with so-called country spaces for the member states and cooperating countries of the European Environment Agency. Now, this at the moment does not yet include our Eastern Europe cooperation countries, of which two, Ukraine and Moldova, are already negotiating accession with the European Union, and we have regular cooperation with the Caucasus countries, Georgia, Armenia, Azerbaijan. So all these countries should also become part of this family of cooperation. Now, there is one, and we want for next year to achieve something, maybe only small, but still visible, that at the time when the State of the Environment Report 2025 is published in autumn next year, there can be also something published for the five countries, maybe a small thing, maybe a fact sheet on transition indicators, so that one sees that some work has been going on the comparable issues, which can also be related to this European State of the Environment Report. The problem is that for the member states and cooperating countries of the European Environment Agencies, the indicators have been chosen in a way that the data for them are already available. So, as I showed you yesterday, our exercise, as Austria, for instance, is we get already the data and only have to interpret them, which is relatively easy. Now, if another country wants to make a country space, one has to start from the beginning. One has to see for each theme who are the counterpart institutions, who are the experts. One has to see, does the country have the same policy targets as the European Union or specific national targets? And one has to see for each indicator, do the data exist? And here is a point where we have started an exploratory exercise just to see at expert level for which indicator are there data so that one can start to think how to do it next year. And in the coming weeks and months, we will ask some of you very simple questions whether here or there we have indicator or you can recommend experts. This is a technical exercise. It's not yet related to any political commitment or to a commitment to go towards this or that publication. This at that moment is expert exchange. Just to remind you which were these 10 transition indicators which I've shortly shown yesterday. And when we look to the different themes, on most of the themes, there are data for every country. Every country has some data on the area under organic farming, even if for many countries organic farming is not such a priority than for the European Union. You have data how many areas you are protecting on protected areas. Here you have practically the same data as the European Union countries because we are both under the same Convention on Biodiversity Protection and also in the same Berne Convention, You have Emerald Network, we have Natura 2000 Network. On greenhouse gas emissions, you are making the same inventories which we are making, and the inventories currently are in a quite good status because everyone has been preparing for the Conference of Parties of the Climate Convention, which will soon happen in Baku. On climate-related economic losses, the EEA is using data which exists only for the European Union. So here we would need to look for proxy data, something which has been proposed for a country where the climate change-related forest fires. There could be other possibilities to choose proxy indicators. We shall see. On the share of renewable energy in energy consumption and on energy consumption itself, typically the statistical institutes and the energy ministries and environment ministries have some data ready. Also on total waste generation, which is a traditional indicator of UNECE. Typically not yet on the circle material use rate, on which we will speak a little bit more in the coming slides. And on the health impacts of exposure to fine particulate matter, we have seen that the EEA has calculated very beautiful data based on a very in-depth analysis on all the air quality data which they have already in the European database. So here it would be difficult for other countries to have exactly the same data, but we will be able again to find good proxy information. Now, coming back to the circular material use rate, which is an indicator developed by Eurostat a few years ago, and which at the moment has been adapted as one of the key indicators when moving towards a circular economy. Here we have until now a quite slowly raising values in the European countries, and basically until 2030 the European Union wants to double this rate, which probably we will not succeed to, but we will try to make efforts to that. But coming back to the data issue, that for instance, we have seen that for, that for instance for Ukraine, this indicator has not yet been calculated, so we have started an exercise to see how it could happen. And I would like to ask Natalia to explain us what we have done.